And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you today, surf fishing expert, author, and all-around nice guy, Bill Barney is here. We're going to be talking surf fishing, tuna fishing, and a whole bunch more. So we have some breaking news, so you stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's gonna be a fun day.
Yeah.
Talking fish in the surf. This is always one of those shows too where like I by the end of it I'm always like, why on earth am I not surf fishing more? You know what I mean? Like, we have such good opportunity here. We have such good fishing, and by the end of it, I'm always like, man, I need to keep a rod in the truck. That's it.
Yeah,
it has to happen.
I mean, you know what? It's August on Thursday.
That's crazy.
So here we are. We're awaiting Bill Varney's his arrival.
Traffic.
It's a long drive from Colorado.
That is true.
Yeah.
But he timed it well. He's almost here. Like,
he's almost
close,
here.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, breaking news. Rumors going around that big yellowfin being caught. Seen, especially off of Oceanside.
No way.
Yeah.
Like,
how did it miss us?
That was a weird thing. There was, you know, we've heard Captain Brian Willey's report for weeks now talking about how there was such a good strip of water that was just sitting right off of Dana Point, and they had that really cool super early season pick of a Dorado, and the water looks clean and blue, and there's bait in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no surprise, but I'm with you. Like, how'd they slip in through the back door?
And the other thing, marlin. There's marlin all over the place up off of Catalina. So it's like marlin guys are getting them.
Yeah, it's been really cool seeing some of those, you know, Eric Pellicchia photos of big groups of them, you know, 5 and 10 at a time kind of thing. That's been cool.
How does that work? Now, how does that, like, it just, like, gets under the radar and just slips right through?
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about where a lot of our bluefin tuna fishing is happening. It's way out to the west, so that spreads a good portion of the fleet out that way. And if, you know, if you're looking right and you're not looking left and something sneaks by to the left, that's how it goes. You know?
But the good news is they're here. I mean,
exactly. We don't care.
And this is the time of year where things change a lot.
It is. Exactly. And they change fast. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we saw this big bluefin go that way. We've seen it, you know, spike and then drop out several times. But boy, it doesn't seem to be a gradual thing at all. You know, it's not like it's slowly builds to better fishing. It's just like all of a sudden one night everybody's on good drifts and the next night everybody's looking.
The one thing that that has been lacking that everybody knows is hurricanes down south.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah, it's, well, it's this La Nina condition. Yeah. It's water changed, water got colder, and you know, which is the reverse for the East Coast. They're expecting like a horrendous hurricane season on the East Coast. So, but here, just normally we've already had three or four named storms, right?
Yeah, sure.
By August, right? I mean,
it's like global cooling, man.
Yeah, it's a global cooling. Yeah, I got to watch that stuff. But anyway, I would expect here in August and September we're going to be in much better shape with better water conditions and more tropical species moving their way. Dorado up there too, you know. Dorado mixed in with yellowfin and Dorado on kelps up off Oceanside, Catalina and such like that.
And it's not like things are slow or they're even late. They're just, we're just not used to normal. You know what I mean? Like there's not usually a bunch of yellowfin in July. That fish usually was a late August, September fish for us. But these last few years, like you said, with all this hot water, we're just so used to everything happening earlier and earlier and earlier. And
yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, we kept saying the same thing. Everything's late this year. Everything's not late. Everything's just kind of getting back to normal.
Getting back to normal, right, exactly. Good morning, Bill
hey,
Barney.
Bill.
Good morning.
Glad you could make it.
Thank you. Not too good on my timing, but I'm working on it.
All right. We said the same thing. I mean, Pete said it this morning. You know, a drive in from Colorado would only miss it by a few minutes. So yeah, still pretty damn good. You know?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
1,001 mile.
Yeah.
It was that last mile that got you.
That last mile that got you.
That old last red light always gets you.
So, you know, we're talking about how it's kind of a different year this year compared to the last few years, which have been El Nino conditions and just like early season stuff. What about in the surf?
It's been really unusual. It's been really crazy this year, yeah. You know, if you look back to probably like January, February, March, April, they were catching Corbina like crazy along the beach, which you would never see in the wintertime. And the water was, you know, overall a little bit warmer at the beach over the wintertime. And then now, you know, we're still in a great time in the summer. We're doing really good. But it seems like the Corbina are smaller now than the ones that they were catching in you know, March and April
interesting.
So it's been a really unusual year. And then the other thing is up north, you know, when you're thinking about Ventura, Santa Barbara, those areas up there, the water has been really spotty up there. There's been days where it's been 65, days it's been 58, and there's like pockets of warm and cold water. So the surf fishing up there, like from the standpoint of halibut's been good, of course. They've been getting some striper up there. But as far as the perch are concerned and Corbina up in that area and yellowfin croaker and stuff, very, very slow. But one of the reasons for that is, of course, you know, the warm water push we get up here comes really from two places. One, it comes from really off of Antarctica, kind of between New Zealand and Australia and Antarctica. These cyclones form. They send swells this way. The swell we had the last couple of days out of the south, that came from 5,500 miles away.
Wow.
And up in Huntington Beach yesterday, it was probably about 4 foot, maybe 5 foot on set. So I can't imagine if you're close how big it must be. It must be 30 feet, you know. But that's where it comes from. And then about this time of year, usually it's August, September, and October, we have all of those hurricanes that form off of Veracruz, Mexico, much closer. We're talking about like 1,300 miles away, and then send swells this way. There's two big tropical storms down there right now. Looks like they'll turn into about 40-50% chance there'll be hurricanes here.
All right, so it's starting to happen.
Yeah, it's starting to happen, and more warm water's coming this way.
Yeah, and so what's that mean in the surf?
Well, in surf, that just really turns everything on. That gets, you know, I think
stirs the up water, the nutrients.
Well, it stirs
up
the nutrients, but also it raises or quickens the metabolism of the fish in the surf and makes them more hungry. So they have a tendency to feed in closer. And of course, we've had these unbelievable grunion runs this past.
I didn't know that.
Really, since March.
Okay.
Oh gosh, it's
just
been,
like bigger by volume or more consistent. Like, what's the?
To give an example, in March when we had really our first grunion runs, the first and second day of those runs, I had 12 reports from 12 beaches from Santa Barbara all the way to Coronado.
Wow.
And I had folks that were inside the very back bay of San Diego Bay, and they're in there too. There were thousands of in that area, there were only thousands of grunion running inside the bay. But some of the biggest runs we've ever seen is up near Pete's old town of Venice. Venice Beach had and incredible runs.
Really?
I mean, we're talking 200 or 300 yards long and probably 60 to 80 feet wide, and you couldn't even walk on the beach. There were so many grunion, and the grunion now that guys are catching. I just got a report a couple of days ago from Carpinteria where they collected their 30 that they could get. He said, we got them in about 3 minutes, you know, because there were so many. They were like 7 inches long. They were some of the biggest grunion I've ever seen.
Wow.
So,
it's Corey Sandin, our co-host, has been killing the halibut on the in the surf there. And what a halibut like to eat? They love to eat grunion,
they
right?
They love to. I think everything loves grunion, but they love to eat grunion. And there's so many grunion out there right now, just being on the beach the last couple of days up there and watching them stage outside the surf line. They create like a long brown line. And grunion are unusual because they don't school up like anchovy and sardine, like in a ball, and stay safe that way, I presume. What they do is they group up in lines. So they're like 50 yards long and maybe 5 or 6 feet wide. And then there's another group like 10 feet behind them and a third group behind them.
So you can see them staging during the day off the beach?
Yep. You can definitely see them staging.
And when's the next grunion run?
And the next grunion run will be in about a week and a half now.
Okay.
And it will probably get one or two more runs before
this. Do they coincide with the higher tides?
Yes. They're with the astronomical tides. So whenever we have a full moon or a new moon, you can expect there to be a grunion run in the spring and then into the summer.
Okay.
But yeah, there's tons of them out. It is incredible, the volume. I've never seen in my whole life.
Wow.
You know, 60 years of being on the beach, I've never seen so many.
Now, tomorrow, you're hosting our Let's Talk Hookup Cedros Sport Fishing Adventure down to Cedros Island. Are you a little pumped up for that?
I'm so pumped up for it. And Pete, what we're going to do tomorrow is most likely when we get there, you have a chance to go half-day fishing on a ponga. Well, we're not going out on a stinking ponga tomorrow. Are you kidding me? So we're getting a ride to the southwest corner of the island. And if you look at that, if you go on Google Maps or something and you look at that, there's about a mile and a half long beach. There's a little fish camp there that a guy lives at. And then there's about a mile and a half long beach along there. So we're going to fish along that beach tomorrow afternoon and into the evening.
Oh,
how cool
is that?
That'll be fun.
So you're going to take, they'll take you, the whole off-road.
No, they're not going to take the whole group. They're just going to be, I think the other fellows decided to go out on a boat.
Yeah.
They thought shore fishing was stupid.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a cool experience.
But when I bring back my 60-pound white sea bass, then maybe they won't think it's
that. Or just to see another part of the island. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to
that. One of the coolest things we did one time was we went down there with Jeff Mariani and his operation in the kayaks, and we put the kayaks on his truck and we drove across the island and then down to a fish camp in Augustine Bay, which we fished in Augustine Bay. And of course the fish camp was empty because of the time of the year. It's a lobster and abalone camp and it was not the season, so it was empty, but we just launched the kayak there and paddled out. It was like the coolest experience.
That is cool.
Just like right there paddling off the rocks there and then driving across the island. Of course, we're pretty much the only car on the on the dirt road. But so that should be really cool.
Yeah,
really
excited about it. I love that.
So are you doing it by car or by ponga?
We're going to do it by car.
By car,
so they're going to drive us over there in the truck and drop us off.
Yeah, because it's not that far because there's kind of an isthmus there and then you get across and you go on the other side.
Yeah, this is actually my first time on the island. I have fished around the island one time on long range, one or two times on long range, and seven times on a private yacht. So this is my first time actually stepping on the island all of these years.
You'll love it. There. Make sure you bring home some tortillas.
That's what I hear. Made room for my tortillas.
Best tortillas.
I'll leave my sinkers behind and bring home tortillas.
That's it, yeah. So where has been the local hotspot here in Southern California? I know when you talk about surf fishing, you're covering all the up and down, all the way up to the Bay Area, pretty much.
Absolutely.
What's the hotspots right now?
Gosh, you know, it depends on what you're going for. But in general, I would say Santa Monica all the way to the Mexican border has been phenomenal. I can't say that one place is better than the other than the fact that if you're a spot fin croaker guy and you want to 10-pound spot fin. You know, the Huntington Beach area is the spot to go because they've opened up the estuary at Bolsa Chica. Mm. Santa Ana River's open. The Talbert Marsh is open. Those had, for years, had been closed off by sand and not dredged. Once they opened those up, they must have known this before, but they realized that those were the estuaries for Corbina, Spoffin, Croker. There's no real perch in there, but croakers and so forth are in there. And they go in there in the wintertime. They feed. There's all kinds of ghost shrimp in there and worms and clams and stuff and oysters. And they go in there and eat. And then when the spring comes and the water warms up in there, you know, they don't have a watch or a calendar to look at. They just go by the water temperature. And when that water gets basically too warm for them in there, then they exit out into the beach and they go along the beach. So that area has been specifically good. And then down in San Clemente area has been really good for spotfin croaker. But the Corbina bite's been phenomenal. Like I said, from Wiley's in Malibu all the way down to the Mexican border, except for maybe we got to come up a couple miles from the border because all the sewage down there. Other than that, it's been great.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds really fun. So are you going to go try and sneak in a little surf fishing today?
Of course.
Yeah.
Might do a little bay fishing today.
Yeah, a little bay fishing. A
couple of my favorite spots.
All right.
I feel like I've been hearing more and more about striper in the surf. I mean, I don't know if it's just because I'm more aware. I think it's such a cool holy grail fish for a guy to catch out here. But I feel like there's been more and more of it. Does that feel like the case? Or would you say it's been an average year for those things?
It is for sure the case, Rick.
Okay.
I mean, people ask me about that often, you know, how to target striper or why there's more, mostly why there's more striper. Right. You know, that is such a mystery. First of all, from about Morro Bay north up to San Francisco, it's been really good striper fishing. Pacific Beach and stuff. They've been getting fish in the 30-40 pound range on average. On average. I mean, I probably have seen 20 in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
You're kidding
up there.
Me.
And one guy had like 2 35-pounders in one morning. And all of those are on these hard baits, you know, like Lucky Craft, Battlestar, those type of baits. Now, down south here, we're seeing much larger numbers than we ever saw before. They're smaller fish, but a lot of them are in kind of the 24-inch range. But it really is an interesting question. I'd love to be a scientist and have time to check it out. When you go back to the early 70s, the Department of Fish and Game in those days, they released tens of thousands of striper in the back of Huntington Harbor and in the back of Newport. But nobody really caught any for 30 years. And I know the ones, obviously, they're catching now are not the ones. I mean, they might be the offspring, but they're certainly not the ones that they stocked 30 and 40 years ago. So people thought we'd see all these striper down here south years, 20, 30 years ago, and we didn't. And all of a sudden now we're seeing many more of them.
Yeah,
than we saw
it's
before.
So cool.
It's really amazing, you know, this bonefish and these corvina and the striper is really adding to what we already have.
So could the population be increasing? Obviously it is. I mean, could we see more and more of that?
Absolutely. One thing about stripers, they're super, as far as spawning, super prolific.
Yeah.
You know, you go over to like places like Lake Mead, and they're in schools of thousands of them out there. And, you know,
same striper you're catching in Lake Mead is the same that are living in the ocean.
Exactly.
They're anadromous fish, right?
Although it's difficult for them to get from Lake Mead to the ocean. But some of them must.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. They live in both freshwater and saltwater. And just like the grunion, they're an amazing fish from that standpoint, just like the steelhead is and other fish. You know, the grunion, though, is just certainly the most amazing, that it has not only the ability to come out of the water, and it stays out of the water for like 15 minutes, and it wiggles itself into the sand, and then the males, you know, put the milt around them, but they can get back out of the sand and go back out
into
the
still
ocean
make it.
And live. And then I don't know if you know this, Rick and Pete, but they actually come in and spawn 5 or 6 times, so they live 5 or 6 years over their lifetime.
Wow.
So it's just not once they come into the beach, they come in multiple times.
Multiple
it's amazing.
Times. Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show here lined up for you today. Lots of knowledge here with Bill and surf fishing and more, too.
Yeah,
lots of good reports coming up. Lots of good show.
Totally, yeah. This is always one of my favorites. Bill, so fun to have on here, and there's so much great stuff to cover. And man, it's surf fishing all the way up and down the beach and, you know, Mexico, exotic destinations, and we just have a lot of fun talking fishing, talking tackle, and you are literally with a surf fishing expert, the surf fishing expert, of Arnie. If you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call and let's talk hookup at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. We talk about it all the time. It's the only way to text into the show through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You can listen to all the past shows, all the archive shows. You can call into the show via the app, and again, your only source for sending in a text. And man, are we giving away a great prize at the end of the show today. One lucky caller or texter will win a Gamakatsu package that includes the Duracent worms for fishing the surf, Gamakatsu surf hooks, and a brand new Gamakatsu ceramic braid scissors. Those scissors are so nice.
They're the bomb, man.
They really, really
are. Yeah, they're really cool. But Bill, tell us about the Duracent.
The Duracent bait is a great bait. You know, yesterday we had our surf fishing clinic at Bolsa Chica, and we had about 60 people up there.
Wow.
Which was a great group, and we had really good conditions. Today's good again, where we have calm conditions and incoming tide and all that. So we had, Gamakatsu was nice enough to give us a really good selection of their worms, both their Duracent green and the red worms. And then we also...
These are the sandworms, right?
These are the sandworms.
And which is what we're giving away today, yeah.
And then I have in my pocket here... The eggs that we use,
yeah.
I think I showed you guys these eggs last time, these orange eggs that are steelhead bait, which I didn't know. I had to ask them what they use them for.
Yeah.
But the first time I saw these, I said, you put one of these on your hook, you know, above your hook, and then put a sand crab below that. It looks just like the eggs of the sand crab.
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
And these work great in the surf.
No
so
kidding.
We had a really good day up there. And, you know, it's so exciting because a lot of, you know, there's all different types of people that come to the clinic. There's people who are skilled, and there's people that are novices, and there's people that have never surf fished, maybe never even fished ever for their first time, come up there. And one gal that was up there with us yesterday caught 5 fish, and it was the first time she ever went surf fishing and using these Gamakatsu baits, and she was so excited. I love to teach people and see them be successful.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. Lots of great info coming your way and a whole lot of your phone calls, catch reports, texts, and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at Baja Smoke Smokies.com should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
It's time to talk about fantastic place where the fish are always biting, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
I mean, they're our next door neighbor, and being at the tackle store, we eat there a couple times a week. It is the freshest thing in town. That's their motto, and it always is. Their fresh case always blows me away. It's always hand-picked by the family, and
right.
You know, and it changes all the time, and it changes based on what they feel is the very best thing to offer their customers. And
whether
it be local,
whether it be from Alaska, whether it be from wherever, Canada, Northern California, they have the freshest thing in town, or Baja.
Yeah, it's cool to see Baja, grouper, troll-caught salmon, and local sea bass all lined up right next to each other.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, for sure. And how about black sea bass?
Come on, man. You're speaking my language.
Yeah, because it comes from Mexico.
Sure.
If commercially fish, you can still eat it. It's like the forbidden fruit.
Yeah. It's worth the bite.
So much great fish and so much, such a great place for lunch or dinner. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are
truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Bill and maybe even have their luck at winning that killer Gamakatsu surf fishing pack. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through today, 213-432-1090, or just like a lot of other people already have, send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, and you're doing a seminar this week for the San Diego Rod and Reel Club, right?
Yeah, it's the 37th annual Big Fish Tournament. Like, wow, you believe that? Almost 40 years of the Big Fish Tournament. Yeah. On August 1st, we'll be doing a seminar.
That's Thursday.
Exactly. August the 1st, and it'll be fun. There's an offshore seminar and an inshore seminar, and yeah, we're just going to be talking fun and fishing and maybe a little strategy, getting ready for the Big Fish Tournament.
Yeah, it's like the captain's meeting where you can sign up for the tournament, which is, I believe, August 24th. Or thereabouts.
Exactly.
And they have great prizes, great group of people, San Diego Rod and Reel Club. And where is it, Rick?
Silvergate Yacht Club is where it's at.
Right on Shelter Island.
Exactly. There, you know, the doors kind of open at 6 o'clock. Social, come in, have a drink, or just hang out and have fun and talk to some friends. And then the seminar starts at 7 p.m.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to be a great time. Open to the public, the seminar is. So you can come down and join us. You can participate in a little raffle and just kind of, be part of the Big Fish Tournament.
Yeah, they always have a great raffle. So yeah, come and see Rockhard Rick and the gang down there at Silvergate Yacht Club this Thursday. Doors open at 6, seminar starts at 7. The prelim for the
37th annual. How did that happen?
Yeah, always remind me of Lou and Tom, because Lou and Tom always were the guys that kind of put that thing on together for so long, and always good to remember those guys and how hard all the people in the San Diego Rod and Reel Club work.
So. It's a great local tournament. I'm really proud to get to play a very small part of it.
For sure. Hey, let's jump in the phone.
You got it, man.
Yeah,
the phones are getting packed up.
They want to talk to Bill. They want to win that Gamakatsu package. 213-432-1090.
Roy in San Diego is going to start us off this morning. Roy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everything's going well.
Yeah.
Well, question, when you're throwing sand crabs in the surf for surf fishing. When you throw it, are you throwing before the wave breaks, after the wave breaks, or in like when there's a lull?
That's a great question, Roy, and that's really important. You know, back in the old days with our 14-foot Calcuttas, and you had to have somebody who had a van to get down to the beach. Your rod was so long. We cast way outside the surf line and never got bites. So the surf fish, they occur, and think about it from this perspective. They occur inside the surf line. You're going to usually find them from anywhere from 10 feet off the dry sand to maybe 60 feet out. And why is that? Well, first of all, you know, outside the surf, they've got a lot of predators out there, so probably not a safe place to swim. But more importantly than that, and I know this sounds dumb, but, you know, fish don't have any hands. So when these fish are feeding on sand crabs and worms and clams and stuff, they have to be churned up by the breaking surf. That's why troughs and holes and things like that and currents in the surf are so important, because they break away the sand and then they, allow maybe the tail or the head of a sand crab to hang out, and that way the fish can eat it. So wherever you see the bubbly water, that's where the surf fish are.
That's great.
Oh, okay. And you had a great... Hey, thanks a lot, Roy, for the call. Appreciate that very much. You had a great text, too,
I thought so. Just it's always fun to hear because, you know, Bill's had a chance to do so much of it up and down the beach. And it was just a question from John in San Diego. Says, Bill, what's your single most memorable catch from the surf?
I would say the most memorable, without question, would be I was up in Malibu. We were waiting for Wiley's to open. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning. And obviously dark at that time, waiting for those guys to open so we could deliver bait up there that we had caught earlier. And we were shark fishing right in front of it. There's a reef and some rocks off of there, and we're using half a mackerel, 12-foot or 14-foot Calcutta, 40-pound on a Jigmaster, and hooked into a shark, fought the shark for about 45 minutes. The guy I was with kept yelling at me to hurry up. I think he was ready to drop off the bait. And when it got up in front of this reef, a wave came up. It was kind of a medium tide, and it threw it up onto the reef, and it was about a 12-foot hammerhead shark.
No way.
From the surf in Malibu.
And that was probably one of the most exciting things.
Yeah.
I think the second most exciting was the guy that I was with, who was probably 15 years older than me, yelled, run, run, run.
three times
as he grabbed my line and broke it off. And then a big wave came and hit it, and it actually splashed it right back into the surf.
Wow, that's a cool story.
That was quite
How old were you when that happened?
I was about 14 when that happened.
Wow.
So that was quite a while ago.
That really hooked you on surf fishing then.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Delivering bait at 14?
Oh, yeah. We were...
Kind of bait?
Isn't that crazy? When I was 9, I used to work at this, or well, I say at work, I used to hang out at this tackle shop called TC's Bait and Tackle in King Harbor when I was probably about 7 or 8. And after I'd been there about a year, saying that I worked, although I'm sure it was a babysitting job by the owner, Bill, he said, hey, I'm going to introduce you to this bait guy, Fred Oakley, and he's always looking for somebody to come work for him. So I was about 9, I guess, then. And so this guy, Fred, comes in, and he was the guy who got all the sand crabs and worms and opaline moss and clams and mussel. And he sold it to every tackle shop from Santa Barbara to San Diego. He's really the only one back then who was doing bait. So I said, you know, the only way I could
Would he collect it all? Or?
Yes, he would collect it all, and he would go out at night and do it all at night. It was all from like 9 o'clock at night till sunrise.
Crazy.
And we'd go all up and down the coast. Like some days we'd go up to Venice, middle of the night, and we'd climb down into the canals, and that's where we'd get the opaline moss.
Really?
And then other times we would go up the Santa Ana River and we'd get clams. Other times we'd go up to underneath a Venice pier and catch sand crabs or any pier. We'd always go under piers to get them. So that was really how I got started. And so Fred came to our house, brought me to the house, and my mom came down to the door, and I said, oh, this guy's Fred. He has a question for you. And he said, hey, can I take Billy and take him every night, you know, on Friday, Saturday nights to go out and catch bait with me, and then in the summer, even more days of the week. And she said, well, you know, your name's familiar to me, Fred Oakley. And he said, well, you might know us from the cleaners. We own a cleaners. Well, his dad turned out to be the man who owned the cleaners and would deliver my dad's shirts to our home.
That's so funny.
And remember back in the day where they drove the little milk trucks or whatever, and he wore a little suit and he had a little captain's hat, and I always remembered him. So because she knew kind of who he was, she said, oh, that's fine. You can take 9-year-old little Billy.
You can take my child. No problem.
No problem. You know, I tell my kids.
Out all night, right?
Exactly. Out all night, night after night. So I tell my kids nowadays that would never.
That wouldn't fly today.
But yeah, Fred was an amazing guy. Still holds a number about 8 world records right now. He holds the record for the largest perch. He held the record for over 30 years for the largest mako shark ever caught.
Wow.
Which he caught from shore because he didn't know how to swim.
Wow.
And that was bested. I talked to IGFA about that not too long ago, about 20 years ago, but he held it for quite a long time.
Wow.
So he was an unbelievable angler. He was a world champion, casting champion for 7 years. And that was how I wasn't introduced to the surf that way, but that's how I learned a lot about bait and where to go.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's cool.
That's a great story.
Hey, Jose from Fallbrook has a question with lots of questions like this. Hello, guys. I really enjoy surf fishing. It's how I got into fishing and have a lot of people hooked on it. My question is, what to look at when reading tides and what are low and high? What's better, low or high tide?
Okay, that's kind of a loaded question. We can talk about that for 2 hours, but we'll give a quick summation here. So here in Southern California, we have two different types of beaches. We have dredged beaches and undredged beaches. So San Diego, like Pacific Beach, Mission Beach, those would be dredge beaches where they put sand on the beach. And then if you go up north, you've got Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, and then in South Bay, you've got Redondo, Manhattan, Hermosa, Torrance Beach. Those are all beaches where they have brought sand in and covered up what was there originally. Those beaches are best to be fished in general at about 2 hours before high tide to 2 hours after high tide. Down here in San Diego, where you have some undredged beaches, so you go to Carlsbad or San Alejo and so forth, where they haven't dredged it there, both low tide and high tide is good fishing because there's still structure left there that's not covered over by sand. So in general, 2 hours before high tide to 2 hours after high tide on these undredged beaches, you can fish them both high tide and low tide. But what I find here in San Diego, and also I find up above Santa Barbara's, there's so much kelp and eelgrass in the water. If you're fishing at high tide at Carlsbad, you're going to have a lot of stuff on your line. You can have all kinds of pieces of kelp and eelgrass and stuff. So down here, I'll normally fish about an hour, hour and a half after low tide as it's going up to high tide. That way, about 90% of all that kelp and grass is on the sand behind me. I don't have to worry about it swashing around in the water. And, of course, as each wave comes in closer, those corbina, those spotfin, the yellowfin, the perch, are all coming in closer with it, too, to feed as the water fills in over where all the sand crabs live.
It's one of the things I like so much about surf fishing is you can make it as much or as little of a day as you want it to be. I mean, you could certainly pack it out and do the whole day and fish the tide swings, or you can just be precise like that and have your tide book and know, hey, I'm going to do a little 2.5 hour session. I'll be back. Just a great way to, you know, kick back and fish for a little bit and have some success. It's just as hardcore or as not as you want it to be.
Absolutely. It's certainly something great to do during a day or something to do on the way home from work.
Absolutely.
Or maybe for some of us on the way to work.
And you don't need anything fancy, right?
No.
Typical setup that you can get for less than $100, right?
Very simple setup. We're looking for really like a 7 to 9 foot trout rod or a salmon steelhead type of rod. We match it up with a 2,500, 3,000 size spinning reel with 6 pound test. So what is that?
That's straight mono?
Straight mono. Yeah. And that, of course, is your trout rod that's
right,
in your garage right now.
Every one of us have that outfit.
Absolutely. And just something very simple to use. You know, all of your fish in the surf that you're going to be able to land are somewhere between like 6 ounces and 10 pounds. So anything that you're really going to use in the lake is going to work. And as long as you have fresh line, and I like to use monofilament because of its stretch, braided line is fine. If I'm using like a Lecky Craft or a Rapala or a Castmaster crocodile, something that's got a treble hook or several hooks on, I'm not worried about losing the fish. But when it comes to bait fishing, I'm always using monofilament because their lip is very, very soft on all these fish. And if you have braid and there's no stretch in the surf, you have all this weird pushing in, sucking out, back and forth, which you're not going to have on a boat or a pier or in a bay, of course. And so to be able to deal with that, you have to have some stretch in your line. You have to make sure that your drag's going to work a little bit. And then you want to have a parabolic rod where it bends when the fish is pulling out or the water's going out.
And what's your favorite bait this time of the year?
My favorite bait, without question right now, is sand crabs, soft-shell sand crabs.
And what's the rig?
And that's going to last about 2 or 3 more weeks before that changes.
About 2 or 3 more
weeks is all.
More weeks?
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah. Because even though, okay, so look at it from this perspective. On May 1st, when the water gets to about 60 degrees, which normally here in Southern California is about May 1st, all of the sand crabs, the variety that live below Santa Barbara from about Haloma or maybe Point Conception to Cedros Island, they come up to the surface when the water is 60 degrees, and that's when you can begin to catch them. And then around 64 is when they aggressively lose their shells and begin to grow. So that happens about May 1st. So you got May, June, and July, where these fish are gorging on sand crabs. So let's say that you and I knew a butcher, and he came over and he said, I'm going to give you 30 filet mignons and one to eat every single night. Well, night one, wow, that was the best filet mignon I've ever had. And really, at the end of week one, wow, those things are still pretty good. But when you get 20 or 30 days down the line and somebody shows up with a lobster, oh my gosh, that lobster tastes good. So that's the same thing with surfers. They gorge on these sand crabs for a couple, 2.5 months or so. And then when we get into August, this is the time to start throwing out a ghost shrimp, a bloodworm, mussel, and then in another month or two, clams. Those are really the things that are going to attract these fish who have been gorging on this other food for so long.
Yeah. Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Talk to Bill. We've got a lot of great texts. Keep the texts flowing on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dave, and Dave's calling us from up in Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, Bill, I know living up there in Colorado. Yeah, I know living up there in Colorado, you do a lot of trout fishing. I'm going to be up in the Eastern Sierras fishing some lakes up there this next month. Just wonder, are there any parallels or techniques that cross over from your surf fishing to trout fishing?
There are so many crossovers between, I think really generally in fishing, there is too. You know, current, eddy circulation. When you look at like rivers and creeks, you have undercuts, and that's where the fish are going to be hiding. Whereas in the surf, you've got structure where you've got docks and piers and jetties and things like that. So there are a tremendous a number of things that are similar. And what's really important, whether you're a surf angler or you're a freshwater angler, is that you pay attention and you figure out where the fish are. What are the conditions like? Is it windy? Is it sunny? Is it overcast? What time of day is it? How quickly is the river running if it's freshwater? And so forth. And there's a lot of crossovers into surf fishing. And then surf fishing wise, which I didn't really know maybe until, you know, 15 years ago in the Fred Hall shows, is guys would come up to me and say, hey, I'm using a super duper or a spinner in the surf and I'm catching fish on that, because it's kind of matching the hatch. Sure. And of course, when we look at a lake and a stream, the fish, the size of the fish, that's 6 ounces to 10 pounds, is very similar to what we find in the surf.
And just like anything, it's always more rewarding when you you caught that fish for that reason. You know, less bait and weight, but you either read that there was a hole in an eddy from a stream, or that, you know, there was a rip right there, and like you made that cast for that reason, you got rewarded from it. Those are always the coolest ones, the ones to hang your hat on.
Absolutely, and of course, matching the hatch when you're talking about baits, live baits, you know. So when you're fishing in streams and lakes in Colorado, for example, or really in California, anywhere else, you're looking for, like, early in the season, you have the chironomids, and so they hatch, and they start out in a little shell at the bottom of the lake, and then they break out of that shell, and as they make their way to the surface, so they actually are almost like they're swimming to the surface, they're becoming a fly at that point, and then when they hit the surface, they fly away. So you have, when we're fishing up there, and the same would be here in the Sierras, we're going to fish three flies under an indicator, which we know as a bobber here for the rest of us, where we actually have one on the bottom, one about 3 feet up, and one about 3 more feet up from that, and somewhere in that water column is where they're eating it. So when we're in the surf, and we get to May 1st, and the sand crab's on the surface, we're matching the hatch. We're looking for the sand crabs, and that's what we're fishing with.
Cool. That's awesome, right?
Thanks for the call, Dave.
I mean, that's the level of show we're about to have today.
Yeah, yeah.
So much great info, so much fun, and looking for more of your phone calls when we come back. 213-432-1090. Catch reports, your phone calls, and more. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard, and a great deal. During Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024, eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated, 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 606-046-667-3983. License number 60023.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking surf fishing. Again, if you want to join us, get your chance to talk to Bill and win that killer Gamakatsu kit that, again, includes those Duracent surf worms, Gamakatsu surf hooks, and those brand-new ceramic braid scissors. Give us a call, 213-432-1090, or send those texts on the Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Yeah, for sure. It's time for the catch report.
That it is. Today, our catch report sponsored by our friends at Gamakatsu. And, boy, if you like to fish tuna like what's going on right now, and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are leaving bites on the table. The Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6, though. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not too oversized. Both come with rings or non-rings. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We got the man, Captain Brian Willie, is on the line. Dana Ward Sport Fishing. What up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning. Good morning.
All good?
Yeah, buddy.
Good, man. That whole surf fishing thing, there's nothing better than a way to unwind after a busy day on the boat and just take the rod down to the beach with the right tide and just walk and make a few casts. It's so relaxing.
Peels the stress right off.
Absolutely. And for you guys, it's only a few steps to the right and you're on the beach.
Yep, nice and close. No doubt, no doubt. So for us this week, we had another great week. Water temps in our zone like 68 to 70, kind of bounced around in that. And also worth noting for us this week is we have some anchovy for bait this week, and we all know that bait makes a huge impact on what we catch during the week. So happy trip. Saw a little bit of action pick up on the bonito. That stuff kind of pushed in along the beach. Saw some of that stuff. Guys wanted 5 fish. Had no problem catching some of that stuff. The calico bass action was great as well with the smaller bait. Plenty of fish caught on the artificial this week, too, like the rubber lures, the hard baits, jerk baits, that kind of stuff. So good fishing for those guys. And then the guys wanting to fix the sinker setup based off some nice sand bass and, of course, more halibut with some of that smaller bait as well. Three-quarter day guys, more or less the same action as the half-day stuff with that bonito in the bass. Live bait, artificials, rubber lures, everything was working this week for those guys. And as far as the offshore scene goes, you know, not much has developed over the week. Yes, there is definitely tuna in our zone, but it's on its own bait. And it's been hard to catch. You know, one of our six-pack boats, the Current, was able to get on a little spot on Friday and got one fish. It was nice yellowfin, about 40-pound fish on a surface iron. But, again, it's a small boat game, and we just, you know, hard to get that stuff off its own bait when it's really keyed in on it. So that's been it with that offshore stuff. And then over at Clemente, the Furies continue to see some great yellowtail fishing. It's been very good for them on the dropper loop live bait, and there has been a good shot at this fish on the yo-yo jigs and some on the surface iron. Bass fishing, it, Clemente has been good bonus too for those guys when they pull them along the kelp line on that live bait and that kind of stuff. So good week for us across the board. We're looking forward to another week. So if you want to hop on a trip, give us a call at the landing. Our number there, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web too at danawarp.com.
Awesome. A great report. As always, Willie, appreciate it. Very complete. And sounds like good fishing to be had and a lot more coming forward. We got a nice little stretch of weather. So, yeah, everything all good. Appreciate a great report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. See you. Have a great week.
Thank you very much. Hey, I have a great text here from Doug in Paris, and he says, I'll be traveling down to Cedros in early August and would love to travel to this beach you mentioned and try some surf fishing. Is there something they normally do, or is it something that you need to request before heading down? And being a novice surf fisherman, can you suggest a good travel setup for surf fishing?
Absolutely. So first of all, yes, they definitely need to talk to Rosie in advance and make sure that it's available to get you over there. That's number one. And you want to try to do that as early as you can so she can make plans in advance. Second of all, once again, go to Google Earth, look at the island. You can zone right in on it and figure out where you're going. You can find the name of the points there. There's a couple different points there. So you can let the driver know or Rosie know where you want to go. And that's going to help you. And then as far as setups are concerned, you know, you're going to want to look for a medium weight. Probably, I'm going to fish both a spinning rod and a conventional bass setup. So we're going to see which one of those two work the best. There's quite a few good travel rods out there. I'm sure Shimano's got them. Okuma's got them. Different companies have them, so you're going to want to look for a medium weight, almost like a salmon steelhead rod. That's a medium weight. I would match it up with a 5,000 or 6,000 size spinning reel, probably put on 40 or 60 pound braid. Rick would know more about this than me, with a small top shot on it, and fish right from the beach. And you're going to probably be able to fish, you know, swim baits, hard baits, a bobber and a feather, a number of different things without even having to worry about any live bait or anything like that.
On some of those, you know, little expeditions that they've done, you know, in times, maybe whether it just be for the fun of trying or weather or whatever reason. I mean, it has not been uncommon for guys to catch, you know, bass 4 and 5, even 6 pounds walking the shoreline, casting a hard bottom, casting at reef. I mean, Cedro is such an unbelievable place, and that zone from the sand to where you can cast is damn near untouched.
Right. I don't even know, because we asked if some of the locals had fished up there, and they said no. No, they really don't. They just go off of the fish camp from there in their pongas. So it's virgin territory.
Fun expedition.
After dinner, just walk down the stairs at Cedro Sport Fishing and head for the cobblestone beach.
Absolutely. Or like that one fella who caught the halibut from above, up on the cliff, and he reeled it right up the cliff.
That's a great story.
That's a wild one.
That's cool.
For sure. You have a great text, all right?
Well, yeah, I do, but I think we're going to continue on with our catch report and find out what's biting in the surf, because we got Gundy Gunderson standing by.
What's up, okay. Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Having a great morning, yeah.
Wow, someone flipped the switch because the Corbina fishing went Richter this week. It was really good. You know, we've been waiting for this. It's a late bloomer, you could probably say, but eventually the water temperature, I think the strong tides and then the better weather, you know, combined, and the guys really had success this week. Like I said, Corbina fishing came to the forefront, warm water temps, good weather, strong tides, and it was on the backside of the full moon too. And the sand crabs is the one thing that's kind of been curious. Some guys are finding them. It's kind of hit and miss, and some guys aren't, so it's a good idea to bring a backup bait, probably lugworms or bloodworms, maybe mussels, something like that, just in case you can't find those crabs. Hook, line, sinker reported improved Corbina fishing. The stretch from Goleta to Carpinteria was probably the best. And like I said, sand crabs thin up there. The guy's doing it with lugworms and bloodworms. Very good halibut fishing, too, up there. Anglers were scoring several legal fish in a session, and nice quality fish, like 27 to 33-inch fish is what they're checking in this week. Very nice fish. They said the bait's everywhere, really lots of bait, and I think that has a lot to do with it. Drop shot, flukes, swim baits doing the best. Some legal sea bass also in the mix. Jets Fishing reported good Corbina action off Hermosa, Torrance, 4-pound, 8-ounce fish checked in there at the shop. Big Fish reported good Corbina bite off Sunset, Bolsa Chica, River Jetties. The guys are using sand crabs there. Lots of legal halibut in and around L.A. Harbor. They have a 37-inch fish taken on a live smelt there at Cherry Beach. Very nice fish. Hogan's reported good Corbina bite, Capo Bay, Salt Creek, fish to 4 pounds, lugworms, bloodworms, good backup because the sand crabs have been a little thin. You know, you might want to go down to the pier pilings or something. That's a more guaranteed spot, or along jetty rocks, you'll find those sand crabs. Finally, Pacific Coast reported the same thing. Excellent Corbina fishing throughout North County beaches. Some of the shop regulars posted 5 and 6 fish yesterday and Friday. Boy, that is really good fishing, up to 4 pounds, and they're using the sand crabs there. So, boy, it's time to get that 6-pound test out, that little light rod, and go down and have some fun.
Wide open Corbina fishing and 27 to 33 inch halibuts up above. We'll take that report. We'll take that surf report every time, Gundy.
No super biggies, but really good quality fishing.
Man, that's awesome. Well, a great report, lots of fun, and hopefully another full week of it coming forward, Gundy. Appreciate you taking the time, putting together such a complete surf report, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a nice week. Good show.
You're the best, Gundy. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, summer is here. It is happening right now. And for all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. And for the newest in surf fishing gear and more info to make you a better fisherman, fishthesurf.com. You get on that website, you find all those articles, find so much great information. It will make you a better angler on the beach.
Yeah, and it's done by this guy named Bill Varney. Ever heard of him?
He knows a thing or two about surfing.
How did that happen?
So tell us about that. Tell us about the two different. There's two different websites.
There's fishthesurf.com
and surffishtackle.com.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
So surffishtackle.com is just my little tackle store for surf fishing, and I just carry all the stuff that I use on the beach. So it's a really good reference for you, whether you make an order there or not, to go look at it and just see the type of hooks we use and the rods we use and all the tackle and
so you can buy rods,
stuff.
Reels, lures, everything,
all
there?
That stuff. Just
everything,
but it's all revolving around the surf, and I only put on stuff there that I use.
I
don't.
What about what's going to happen when you're in Cedros?
I don't know what's going to happen. I guess they're going to have to
wait for their order.
Yeah, they're going to have to wait for their order because I think my staff's with me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, I am the staff.
Yeah.
but more importantly, fishthesurf.com. That's my educational side, and there's articles on there. There's pages on the different surf fish. There's videos on surf fishing. There's seminars on there. There's the radio shows with Pete are on there to listen in the past with questions and answers on there. There's just about everything you need to know about surf fishing on that site, and it's a really great, and your rigging and all that. It's just a really great place to start and get a feeling for what you're doing and then make your way down to the beach.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Well done.
Well, hey, 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. It's time we're going to talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, thanks for picking up my line. It's such an honor and a pleasure to talk to Bill. He's such a dynamic speaker and just mellow, man. He's nice. He's a good guy. you know, I've never heard anybody mention this, but I fish not a lot in the surf, but quite a bit. And, you know, some guys like to stay above the waterline or maybe get cooling off and stand in the surf, you know, knee high or whatever. But what I've found is that, his little tip, if the wave's coming towards you and you're standing like calf high water and you don't want to get splashed all the way up to your shoulder when the wave comes in, what you do is bend your knees forward facing the surf, okay, like at a 45 degree angle, and the water's going to come up, bounce off your lower part of your knees and broadcast out away from you, and that spreads the wave out away from you, and you don't get wet. Okay? So I don't know if I've ever mentioned that, but it works. You see, you just bend your knees forward a little bit, it rolls up, and then it bounces away from you. And I don't like getting wet above that.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, good tip. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. In fact, another full hour of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just $0.89. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTreks to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.